Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, first things first, I really gotta say, hello, Radio Free Montclair. Today, we're really happy you're here,
yep.
And we're happy that you're gonna stay,
oof.
And yada, 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 that you're here to play. Hip-hop hooray. Hooray! Like that. Hey, it's me, Aloysius J. Pig.
Hey, it's me, Natty Bumper Car. Sorry to step on you like that, Pig.
No problem.
Did you practice that before? Because it doesn't sound like you did.
I was freestyling. That's what you do. That's what you in the biz. That's what you do. You know, you come up onto a hot mic and you're like, oh, I'm gonna spit some vices.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna I got some rhymes.
Uh-huh.
I got some bars.
Ooh, bars.
I'm gonna give it to the people right now.
Okay.
It's like a gift. I'm gonna give you the gift of my words.
The gift of gab from, okay. Well, great, thanks. Hi, Radio Free Montclair. It's me, Natty Bumper Car here. This is the Bumper Podcast. It's a weekly podcast, but we are lovingly working with Radio Free Montclair and giving you guys first dibs at the episodes. So if you ever want to go back and listen to any of the other hundreds of episodes, just look up Natty Bumper Car and the Bumper Podcast, and you'll have things in your ears for a long time, which is a good thing.
No,
I don't know.
Hi everyone. This is me, Rufus to Rufus. I'm a lawyer here for the Bumper Podcast, and I don't really dip my toe into marketing because I feel like that's the dark arts. I feel like it's mystical, magical stuff that I don't want to be involved with. But I think probably saying to people, you'll have stuff in your ears is not the best tagline.
Yeah, I did go to a restaurant once, and it, on the front it said, welcome to this restaurant.
Uh-huh.
When you leave, you'll have food in you. Like that.
Okay, so it wasn't even like, we're friends meet or anything. It was just, you are going to have food in you. At least it was food. It wasn't just like, your belly will have something. Something.
I used to eat when I was a boy, a child. I used to eat at a restaurant called Something Something. And whenever you'd go in, they'd have a special of the day. And all you'd have to say is, they'd say, so, young man, what would you like to eat today? And I'd say, to order the special, you'd just say, I'd like a little something, something like that. And then you'd get they'd bring it out to you, whatever it was for the day.
I can't believe you used to go to Something Something. Did you ever have the Something Something sassafras souffle?
Okay.
Whoa, it was some magical stuff.
Well, okay, before we start, this is great. You guys are going down memory lane. But before, this is actually an episode kind of about memory lane. Not restaurants, but about field day. Because this week it's field day at the kids' school.
Aloysius, I'll talk to you on the side about something, something. I really feel like we could probably open a franchise around here. Can you imagine the lines? I think people would be nervous at first, but then once they get a taste, they'd be right in. Special all day.
All day.
Something special running.
Yeah.
Something special with extra gravy.
I mean, I think maybe we could do that, and
uh-huh.
we could put our focus on something, something, and move away from this whole podcast thing, because this is silly.
Come on.
Anyway, Bumper Guy, go ahead. Talk about your field day.
Okay, cool. I love that I'm the backup plan now. I remember growing up with field day, and you know, we used to do things like three-legged race and water balloon toss, and there was like a giant jump rope, and everybody that would be spinning, and you know, you'd have to jump the rope and whatever. There was a tug of war. I remember very specifically in tug of war, it was on an asphalt blacktop, and my team lost. But not only lost, but like, I don't know how the people pulled us and drug us across a blacktop is what I remember.
Yeah, and I remember the tug of war. Now, I also remember at my school, when I went back to the schoolhouse, the school mom would say, everybody, it's time for field day. And we'd all get very excited. But you understand, I'm a little bit older than you, and I grew up in a more rural area, aggregate farmers, whatnot. And for us, field day was, they would just send us out into the field. They said,
you know,
go on out into the field now.
That's so funny because where I grew up on a farm because I'm a pig and all, you know. And for us, every day was field day. They'd say, they'd feed us. They'd say, suey, suey, like that.
Yep,
and they'd say, okay, I've got to the field. And we had this one sheep, and she would say, oh, it's field day, and get all excited. I'm like, yesterday was field day. Tomorrow's going to be field day. Every day is field day. We're on a farm.
Okay. So obviously you guys, your experiences are very different from my experience. Like, because I was a kid in school.
I'm pretty sure I indicated that I was also a youngling, a child at a school. There was, I mentioned my school mom
and
everything.
Okay, I agree. The difference is, so we had like, you know, a playground, and we would play like dodgeball, which was super fun. And we played like capture the flag and just all kinds of silly races, like egg on a spoon.
Now, I know we're not supposed to talk about something. You already told me that. But they had this thing on the weekends. It was called egg on a spoon. It was delicious. It was like this deviled egg, and it was right on the spoon, right? So you didn't have to, like, pick it up and get, you know, that egg goop on you. It was just right there around the spoon. And so you'd say, like, hey, can we get an appetizer of egg on a spoon? And then they'd bring you out, I think there was 6 or 8 or whatever, and on a little platter, and all the eggs are on different spoons. And so then everybody could just reach in and grab the spoon and egg on the spoon. But sometimes the egg would actually fall off and you'd lose it.
So that's so funny because that's exactly what the egg on the spoon race is.
They're giving deviled eggs to children who are outside? That sounds like a good recipe for some stomach issues.
No, sorry. So they're not real eggs. They're just like plastic eggs, like you find at Easter or whatever, but they go on spoons, and so they're kind of slippery, and it's a relay, so the kids have to run back and forth with the egg on the spoon, and if the spoon drops, you have to bend down, pick the egg up, put it back on the spoon, and keep going until your team wins. There's a lot of team activities at field day.
So it's like a team building exercise. Are there trust falls and stuff like that? I think we should. Hey, Rufus, do you think we should have a field day for the Bumper Podcast? Like maybe get everybody together.
Hold on.
And have, I mean, it wouldn't be many people, obviously, but we could, I don't know, we could try.
So there's no trust falls in grade school. I don't, and that's the saddest thing is like, field day pretty much ends at grade school. Like it doesn't happen, I don't think. Maybe it does in middle school and stuff, but it's why? Why not just keep having field day? Everybody loves field day. Kids freak out for field day because it's so much fun because it's very low stakes, but there's also competition and who wins? Everybody wins because it's field day.
Sorry, Aloysius, I was over here looking through our contracts, and we're actually, page 14, section 8, subset F, which I guess could stand for field day, where it says that we are actually not allowed to participate in sporting activities as a group.
Oh, that's no good.
Yes, and of course, unfortunately, you know that what this came from, correct?
Oh, I didn't even think about it. Is this because of the time that Doodle Poodle?
Hey, everybody, did somebody say my name? Hi, it's me, Doodle Poodle. I was just over in my studio making some doodles, and I heard somebody say, Doodle Poodle, and so then I ran all the way over here and found everybody recording a podcast. What are you talking about?
Hello there, do the Buddha. It's me, a producer, and Natty has stepped out. I don't know where he went exactly, but the gang here was talking about field day, and then Rufus suggested that perhaps we should have a bumper podcast field day, and but then there he was looking through some papers, and evidently there was a...
It was an episode. There was a thing that happened, and we tried field day, and then... It's page 8, section F, I can't remember exactly, but it was page 4, it was not so good.
Hey, listen, Doodle Poodle, everybody has put it behind you, everybody has forgotten, and we're gonna move on, and I'm sorry that you were even brought into this. This was actually, this is honestly a mistake, obviously, and you go back and do your doodles. And everything is gonna be okay.
I just wanna make sure that everybody's not mad at me or nothing, because I am still pretty sad about everything that happened, and I just want everybody to forgive me. But I'm gonna go now and make some more doodles.
You sound kind of upset, don't every? You should calm down, Doodle Poodle. Everything is going to be. Hi, Nadia is back.
Hey, Doodle Poodle just walked past me in the hall, and he seemed a little bit upset. Is everything okay?
Yeah, we were talking about field day, and somebody said his name, and then he came in, but then he seemed like he got kind of upset, and...
Yeah, I saw him as well. Did someone refer to the incident? Because, we're contractually, we're not supposed to talk about the incident.
I might have said something, but I tried not to be specific at all. I didn't want to upset him. I feel bad now that if he's upset, we're having such a nice episode talking about the restaurant and the failed day memories. By the way, in the swamp school where I went, because I'm a frog, we had a beautiful field day.
Oh, that's good.
We play lily pad.
Ooh, lily pad.
We play frog toss.
You play frog toss, but you're frogs. What?
Hey, none of this makes any sense to me. Hey, Rufus, you want to get out of here?
Yeah, let's go talk about our something-something franchise.
All right, well, have fun at field day.
The Bumper Podcast is an oftentimes hilarious weekly romp with Natty Bumper Car and some of his pals. It is family-friendly, clean, and ridiculous. Thanks a bundle for listening. If you love our show and you'd like to help support the podcast, check out our Patreon page at https://www.patreon.com/Natty Bumper Car. Also, pretty please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Share it with everyone everywhere, post about it on all of the social medias, or leave a rating and review. The Bumper Podcast is produced at headquarters in Coffee Can Alley. It's recorded, mixed, and produced by a producer. The Bumper Podcast features contributions from Aloysius J. Pig, Rufus T. Rufus, Doodle Poodle, Robot, Trunks, and a gaggle of other silly rascals. Our head talker is probably Natty Bumper Car. We also have an absurd newsletter. Check it out and subscribe at nattybumpercar.com/subscribe. Also, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at nattybumpercar. Hugs and hearts. See you soon.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com.
Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.